And therefore, every man this tale I tell, win whoso may, for all is for to sell. With empty hand men may no hawks lure, for winning would I all his lust endure, and make me a feigned appetite, and yet in bacon had I never delight, that made me that ever I would them chide. For though the Pope had sitten them beside, I would not spare them at their own board, for by my truth I quit them word for word, as help me very God omnipotent, though I right now should make my testament. I owe them not a word that it is quit. I brought it so about by my wit, that they must give it up, as for the best, or else had we never been in rest. For though he looked as a wood lion, yet should he fail of his conclusion, then would I say, now, good leave, take keep, how meekly looketh Willikins our sheep. Come near my spouse, and let me bar thy cheek. You should be all patient and meek, and have a sweet spiced conscience, since you so preach of Job's patience. Suffereth always, since you so well can preach, and but you do, certain we shall you teach that it is fair to have a wife in peace. One of us two must bow, doubtless, and since a man is more reasonable than woman is, you must be sufferable. What aileth you to grouch thus and groan? Is it for you would have my quaint alone? Why, take it all. Lo, have it every deal. Peter, I shrew you, but you love it well. For if I would sell my Bella shows, I could walk as fresh as is a rose. But I will keep it for your own tooth. You be to blame, by God, I say you sooth. Such manner words had we in hand. Now will I speak of my fourth husband. My fourth husband was a reveller. This is to say, he had a paramour, and I was young and full of ragery, stubborn and strong, and jolly as a pie. How I could dance to a harp small, and sing you whiss as any nightingale, when I had drunk a draught of sweet wine. Metellius, the foul churl, the swine, that with a staff bereft his wife her life, for she drank wine. Though I had been his wife, ne should he not have daunted me from drink, and after wine, of Venus most I think. For all so sicker as cold engenders hail, a liquorous mouth must have a liquorous tail. In woman vinulent is no defence. This known lechers by experience.